Okay, now we'll have our 10-minute speaker, and that would be Lance. So welcome, Lance, to the podium.
Good evening, everyone. My name's Lance, and I'm an alcoholic. I'm grateful to be here tonight. I want to thank Renee for asking me to speak. I didn't know that I was speaking until I walked into the room, and if I'm always ready to carry the message of Alcoholics Anonymous, then I'm spiritually centered. If I'm not, then I'm not. You know, and that's important for me today, to be spiritually centered. So I remain calm in all situations. I try to be that, even when I'm answering the telephone, where I'm working, when contractors are late, when my car breaks down, when I run into the back end of somebody, when life happens. You know, it's important that I remember that, because I was saying to Tom, and I mean not Tom, but I was saying to Bill before the meeting, and he had to leave because he left his hearing aids home. And when I'm answering the telephone where I'm working at, I never know when the hand of Alcoholics Anonymous, or whenever I have to put that hand out there. And it was Labor Day, and I was doing my paperwork where I'm at, the overall plant manager, and somebody asked me to listen to their fifth step. You know, and that's really a privilege, you know, to be asked to do that. And he says, oh, I'm so-and-so, and do you remember me from 3 years ago? And I said, no, because I haven't run into him that often, but he's been sober for a while. And he says, we listened to my fifth step, and I come up there, and when he came face-to-face to me, do you remember me yet? And I said, no. So we just sat down, and he talked, and he needed to get things out, and I was just that instrument that God chose to use at me on that point. You know, it took me a while to understand that, how God can use me in any situation when I don't think that I have the tools necessary to perform his task of being an instrument of listening, actually physically doing some work of promoting peace or Alcoholics Anonymous, the work of Alcoholics Anonymous, and work on myself too. Sometimes when I first got here, I didn't think that I was going to be available to finish the steps, to work on the steps, to work on my own stuff, because that's what it is for me, to work on my own stuff and how that affected other people. It took me a while to understand that. I had two sponsors right at the beginning, one in Ogden, Utah, and one in Salt Lake City, Utah. My sobriety date is April the 10th of 1988, and for that day, I don't remember giving God permission to choose that day, but he chose that date, and I went with that date, and I've kept that date. And so far, I haven't found it necessary to use alcohol or drugs in the abusive manner that I did, or have I abused women the way that I used to, or I abused the people who I surround myself with today. That's an amazing thing that the gift that Alcoholics Anonymous gives you, has given me. And the other thing that I'm thinking about right now is the gift that Alcoholics Anonymous has given me. In 5 days, my mother will be 90 years old. She can call me on the telephone. I won't be locked up or in prison. They can find me, and they can, if I go somewhere, I can actually say that I'm going to be there. I'm actually going to be there. Lance is going to be there. It's going to be okay. You know, when I was sober, and one time my brother put power steering fluid in the brake system in the car that Mom and Dad were driving, I went home on vacation. I worked on the car for 3 days while Dad was sitting me feeding me coffee, because my dad showed me how to work on the cars when I was 14 years old. So I was able to be able to pay back in ways unforeseen by me. Because I don't know how the overall plan is of God's working. And I have to remember that when I'm being honest, open-minded, and willing to follow what is unseen for me. You know, when I first got here in Alcoholics Anonymous, I was drinking a lot. I was writing bounce checks a lot. People were looking for me a lot. The jails were looking for me a lot. Now today, I'm a brother with the Capuchin Franciscans at San Lorenzo Seminary. I'm overall plant manager of the 430 acres on property. God has shown to see to entrust me with that responsibility. That's another word that I didn't know when I first got here, responsibility. And people say that I do a good job today. And they trust me. They said, Lance, we trust you to make a decision. I don't have to call a committee or anything like that. They just give me the task and they entrust me to follow that out. Just like when I make a commitment to stay sober one day at a time, that has happened consecutively. Not necessarily unfolded the way I wanted it to sometimes, but sometimes it has, sometimes it hasn't. But when I realize that there's a goodness and there's a reason for things unfolding the way they do, you know, it just amazes me how things can unfold if I just stay out of the way, keep my hands open, and be willing to do the footwork and listen to a sponsor. I still have a sponsor. I still don't know that way, or I still don't know the right indicated thing to do. You know, and it's important that I trust somebody, that somebody who I'm transparent with is be able to listen to me. And I've been able to do that with my first sponsor in Ogden, my second sponsor who is a Marine. And I'd go over their houses and I'd be working on my first sponsor. He was a painter, and I'd be working on his transmission. While I was underneath the car, we'd be having a meeting. Or when I'd be over with the car with one Marine, we'd be over his house and be having a meeting. And I could tell him whatever what was on my mind, how it worked. And they'd take me out to great outdoor campouts and do service work and how important service work is. And I was been able to be on the H&I committee, not on the committee, excuse me, on an H&I panel in Redwood City, going to jail and get out in an hour. I've been able to do that. I've been able to do that of going to hospitals in Northern California, been able to do that. And sometimes, as long as I'm not prejudging people in treatment, I'm all right. There was this one time, this lady, I thought she was pregnant. I made an assumption that she was pregnant. And that was her liver sticking out that far. And my heart dropped when she shared that. Because I was condemning her. How could you do that to a baby? And who am I to judge others? Who am I to do that? You know, and people were on the, I forgot what it's called, when they force you to drink in this treatment center and everything like that. And I says, I don't think I could do that. They force you to quit drinking, you know, by self-vomiting or whatever it's called, you know. Couldn't do that. The way I did it is the way that it happened for me. You know, there's a lot of different paths, but there's only one for me, Alcoholics Anonymous. You hear about all these treatment centers and you know, on TV. There's only one that's worked for me, Alcoholics Anonymous. They knew about me before I was born. You know, Bill Wilson and Dr. Bob Smith knew about me. They wrote about me in black and white before I was born. And I was amazed when I came to that conclusion. How did they know I was going to do those things? Or how did they know what was happening in the head before I was born? I didn't even know what was happening in the head. When I was drinking, I didn't know what was happening in the head. I just ran around and phew, and off I was. Very spontaneous when I was drinking. Very spontaneous. Driver's license, that didn't bother me based upon my 5 DUIs. You know, it all comes to that for me, you know, and being responsible and knowing that I need car insurance and knowing that the car has to be repaired right and knowing that things have to be done in a certain way in order for the results to happen. That's like when my sponsors told me, do the steps in order. The results will come. And don't worry about what your plan is. Don't worry about that. My one sponsor who is in Ogden, he took me to the Trappist monks, and how important that constant daily reliance on a higher power is. Constant daily reliance. It doesn't say once in a while. It doesn't say when it's convenient for you. It used to be in an emergency for me. Now it's not an emergency. God is not an emergency ticket for me. It's not a phone number. I try to bring it in and try to bring the calmness into the situation. And it helped me when I was doing caregiving for people for drinking. They were drinking on Paxil and Xanax, the wine in the bedroom, and blah, you know. And I was asked to take care of them. You know, when I learned to let that go, they were functioning that way before I got there. You know, Alcoholics Anonymous helped me with that. Prayer and meditation helped me with that answer. Because I'm only here to change lands. I'm not here to change anybody else. You know, as long as I remember that, I'm in good, solid footing. As long as I'm honest, open-minded, and willing to follow that still on a daily basis, not think that just because I have 27 years plus, not think that I'm 58 years old and I should know better, not think that it's the time of the day and I can take a drink. As long as I don't think any of those things, I have a chance to recover on a daily basis. And I have to remember that I can learn from the newcomer, that I can learn from the people who go back out. I can learn from my sponsor. And when I sit down there and I can eat a hot dog with my sponsor, or I'll see him doing a retreat, it's a one-on-one and amazing things can happen with that one-on-one that happens with another human being who's on the same journey. And we learn from each other. We learn from each other how this thing works. I'm not unique in any situation, as long as I remember that. Because I don't know when God is going to choose to use me, Lance Love, as an instrument of His doing. Or know that I know that God, or Alcoholics Anonymous, is going to choose to use that as an instrument, use me as His instrument. Or Alcoholics Anonymous use me as that instrument. I don't know that until I show up to that. And once again, I want to thank Renee for asking me to speak. Thank you.
Thank you, Lance, very much. Now I would like to welcome you.